Starting a fitness journey sounds exciting until you actually step into the gym or open a workout app and realize you have no idea where to begin. One person says train 6 days a week. Another says cardio is enough. Someone else insists strength training is the only thing that works. That confusion is exactly why having the right workout schedule matters. A good routine is not about copying a random influencer split or spending hours in the gym every day. It is about building a structure your body can recover from, your lifestyle can handle, and your goals can actually benefit from. Whether your aim is fat loss, muscle gain, improved endurance, or simply staying active, the right plan helps you stay consistent without burning out. More importantly, it gives direction to your workouts so every session has a purpose. The reality is simple: beginners, intermediate gym goers, and advanced lifters should not train the same way. Your body adapts as your fitness level improves, and your training schedule should evolve with it. In this guide, you will learn what is a good workout schedule for different fitness levels, how many days you should train, how to balance cardio, strength, and recovery, beginner, intermediate, and advanced weekly workout plans, tips to recover better and avoid common mistakes, how modern tools like a fitness app with step counter and calorie trackers can improve consistency. Let's break it down properly. Why following a workout schedule actually matters. Many people start exercising with motivation but no structure. They train randomly for a few weeks, skip sessions, overdo cardio, ignore recovery, and eventually lose momentum. A proper workout schedule fixes that. It creates balance between training and recovery while helping you progressively improve over time. Instead of wondering what to train every day, you already know your focus before entering the gym. A structured routine also helps with building consistency, preventing overtraining, improving strength and endurance gradually, tracking progress more effectively, reducing the risk of injuries, maintaining motivation long term. Think of it this way: your body responds best to repeated effort over time, not random bursts of motivation. The three core parts of every good workout plan. Before jumping into schedules, it is important to understand what actually makes a balanced fitness routine. 1. Strength training. Strength training is not only for bodybuilders. It helps improve muscle tone, posture, metabolism, bone health, and overall daily functionality. Even if your goal is fat loss, resistance training should still be part of your routine. A good plan usually includes exercises like squats, push-ups, lunges, deadlifts, rows, shoulder presses. These compound movements train multiple muscle groups together and give better overall results. 2. Cardio training. Cardio improves heart health, endurance, calorie burn, and stamina. You do not need endless treadmill sessions to benefit from it either. Walking, cycling, swimming, jogging, dance workouts, or even sports can all count as cardio. The key is consistency. Moderate intensity cardio a few times per week is enough for most people. 3. Recovery and mobility. This is the part most people ignore. Muscles do not grow while you train, they recover and rebuild afterward. Recovery days help your body repair itself while mobility work improves flexibility and movement quality. Without proper recovery, fatigue builds up. Performance drops. Injuries become more likely. Motivation disappears quickly. Rest is part of the process, not a break from it. What is a good workout schedule? There is no universal answer because the best routine depends on your current fitness level, your recovery ability, your work schedule, your goals, your training experience. Still, a balanced weekly plan usually includes 2 to 4 strength sessions, 2 to 3 cardio sessions, 1 to 2 recovery or rest days. The biggest mistake people make is assuming more workouts automatically mean better results. A smart schedule always beats an extreme one. Beginner workout schedule. If you are just starting out, your biggest focus should be consistency and proper form, not intensity. Many beginners make the mistake of training too hard too soon. That usually leads to soreness, exhaustion, and quitting within a few weeks. A good workout schedule for beginner fitness levels should ease your body into regular movement while building foundational strength. Weekly beginner workout plan. Monday, full body strength. Focus on basic compound exercises. Body weight squats. Push-ups. Dumbbell rows. Glute bridges. Planks. 30 to 40 minutes is enough. Tuesday, light cardio. Choose low impact cardio like brisk walking, cycling, elliptical, light jogging. Aim for 20 to 30 minutes. Wednesday, recovery or stretching. Keep it light. Yoga. Mobility exercises. Gentle stretching. Walking. Thursday, full body strength. Repeat Monday's workout while improving form and control. Friday, cardio plus core. Combine moderate cardio with core work like mountain climbers, leg raises, bicycle crunches, planks. Saturday, active recovery. Stay moving without intense training. Examples: hiking, sports, walking, swimming. Sunday, complete rest. Let your body fully recover. Intermediate workout schedule. Once you have trained consistently for several months, your body adapts. This is where progressive overload becomes important. Intermediate trainees usually benefit from split routines because they allow more training volume without exhausting the entire body in one session. Weekly intermediate workout plan. Monday, upper body strength. Focus areas: chest, back, shoulders, arms. Exercises can include bench presses, rows, shoulder presses, and pull UPS. Tuesday, lower body strength. Train quads, hamstrings, glutes, calves. Use exercises like squats, lunges, Romanian deadlifts, and leg presses. Wednesday, cardio plus core. Add HIIT sessions, treadmill intervals, cycling, ab circuits. Thursday, recovery day. Mobility work and stretching become even more important as training intensity increases. Friday, push workout. Train pushing muscles: chest, shoulders, triceps. Saturday, pull workout plus cardio. Train back, biceps. Finish with moderate cardio. Sunday, rest. Recovery supports muscle growth and performance. Advanced workout schedule. Advanced trainees need more structure, recovery management, and exercise variation to continue progressing. At this stage, workouts become more goal-specific depending on whether the focus is muscle growth, athletic performance, fat loss, strength building, conditioning. Example: advanced weekly split. Monday, chest plus triceps. Heavy pressing movements followed by isolation work. Tuesday, legs. Focus on squats, deadlifts, lunges, and hamstring work. Wednesday, back plus biceps. Include rows, pull UPS, shrugs, and curls. Thursday, HIIT plus mobility. Short intense cardio sessions combined with stretching. Friday, shoulders plus core. Mix heavy pressing with stability focused exercises. Saturday, full body conditioning. Circuit training, sled pushes, kettlebells, or functional workouts. Sunday, full recovery. Sleep, hydration, stretching, and recovery nutrition matter heavily here. How to adjust your workout schedule based on your goal. Not everybody trains for the same reason. Here is how your routine should shift depending on your primary goal. Workout schedule for fat loss. If your focus is reducing body fat, your training should prioritize strength training, moderate cardio, daily movement, calorie management. The mistake many people make is relying only on cardio. Strength training helps preserve muscle while increasing overall calorie burn. A great approach to track calories and workouts for fat loss is combining strength sessions with step tracking and nutrition monitoring. This is where using the best app to track workouts and calories becomes useful because it helps you monitor consistency without obsessing over every detail. Workout schedule for muscle gain. Muscle building routines need progressive overload, higher training volume, adequate protein intake, proper recovery. Training 4 to 6 days per week works well for most intermediate and advanced lifters. Rest between workouts becomes just as important as the workouts themselves. Workout schedule for general fitness. If your goal is simply staying healthy and active, you do not need an extreme routine. A balanced weekly structure can look like 3 strength sessions, 2 cardio days, 2 recovery days. Consistency matters more than perfection here. Common workout schedule mistakes to avoid. Even good routines fail when basic mistakes creep in. Training too much too soon. More is not always better. Starting with 6 intense workouts per week usually leads to burnout for beginners. Ignoring recovery. Muscles need time to repair and adapt. Skipping rest days hurts progress more than it helps. Constantly changing workouts. Program hopping prevents long-term progress. Stick with a routine long enough to improve before switching everything. Doing only cardio. Cardio is great, but strength training is equally important for metabolism, posture, and body composition. Not tracking progress. Without tracking, it becomes difficult to measure improvement. That is why many people now use tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy, a fitness app with step counter and calorie trackers, to monitor movement, nutrition, and workout consistency in one place. Why Calorie Tracker Buddy fits perfectly into your workout schedule. Sticking to a workout routine becomes much easier when you can actually see your progress. That is where Calorie Tracker Buddy can make a real difference. Whether you are trying to lose fat, maintain your weight, build healthier eating habits, or simply stay consistent with your fitness goals, having the right tracking tool alongside your workout schedule helps you stay accountable every day. Instead of guessing your calorie intake or struggling to monitor daily activity, Calorie Tracker Buddy helps simplify the process so you can focus more on progress and less on confusion. Features of Calorie Tracker Buddy. Easy calorie tracking. Quickly log meals and monitor your daily calorie intake without making the process feel overwhelming. Workout and activity monitoring. Track workouts, daily movement, and overall activity levels to stay aligned with your fitness goals. Step counter integration. The built-in tracking system helps you stay active throughout the day by monitoring your daily steps and movement. Progress insights. Keeping an eye on calorie intake, workouts, and activity trends makes it easier to understand what is working and where adjustments are needed. Beginner-friendly experience. The platform is simple to use, making it ideal for anyone starting their fitness journey or trying to build healthier habits consistently. Supports fat loss goals. If your goal is to track calories and workouts for fat loss, using a dedicated tracker can help create better awareness around nutrition and activity balance. A workout schedule alone can take you far, but combining it with proper nutrition tracking and daily consistency creates even better long-term results. Tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy help bridge the gap between workouts, nutrition, and accountability so you can stay focused on your goals without overcomplicating the process. Whether you are a beginner building new habits or someone trying to improve consistency, the right tracking system can make your fitness journey much more manageable. Ready to stay more consistent with your fitness goals? Download Calorie Tracker Buddy and start tracking your workouts, calories, and daily activity more effectively. Should you use fitness apps? Fitness apps can be incredibly helpful when used properly. The right app can help you log workouts, count steps, monitor calorie intake, track strength progress, stay accountable, build routine consistency. Using the best app to track workouts and calories can simplify the entire process, especially for beginners who struggle with structure. However, apps should support your routine, not control it obsessively. The goal is progress, not perfection. How long should workouts be? This depends on your intensity and fitness level. General guidelines. Beginners, 30 to 45 minutes. Intermediate, 45 to 60 minutes. Advanced, 60 to 90 minutes. Longer workouts are not automatically better. A focused 45-minute session often produces better results than 2 distracted hours in the gym. Signs your workout schedule is actually working. Progress is not always visible immediately in the mirror. Here are better signs your routine is effective. Improved energy levels. Better strength and endurance. Consistent performance improvements. Improved sleep quality. Reduced fatigue during daily activities. Better recovery between workouts. Physical transformation follows consistent habits over time. Nutrition still matters. Even the perfect training plan cannot outwork poor nutrition. Your body needs protein for recovery, carbohydrates for energy, healthy fats for hormones and recovery, hydration for performance. If your goal is fat loss, maintaining a calorie deficit matters. If your goal is muscle gain, eating enough protein and calories becomes essential. Training and nutrition always work together. Final thoughts. The best workout schedule is not the most intense one on the internet. It is the one you can follow consistently while recovering properly and progressing steadily. Beginners should focus on building habits and learning movement patterns. Intermediate trainees should prioritize progressive overload and structure. Advanced lifters need smarter recovery, training variation, and long-term planning. No matter your fitness level, remember this. Results do not come from one perfect workout. They come from showing up repeatedly, improving gradually, and giving your body enough time to adapt. Start with a realistic plan, stay patient, and focus on consistency over extremes. That is how real fitness progress happens. FAQs. 1. How many days a week should I follow a workout schedule? Most people benefit from training 3 to 5 days per week depending on their goals, recovery, and fitness level. 2. What is a good workout schedule for beginners? A balanced beginner plan includes 2 to 3 strength workouts, 2 cardio sessions, and recovery days throughout the week. 3. Should cardio and strength training be done together? Yes. Many people combine both successfully. Strength training can be followed by light or moderate cardio depending on your goal. 4. What is the best app to track workouts and calories? The best app depends on your goals, but apps that combine workout logging, calorie tracking, and step counting are usually the most effective. 5. Can I lose weight with only a workout schedule? Exercise helps, but nutrition plays a major role in fat loss. Combining workouts with proper calorie management delivers the best results.